As the coronavirus spreads around the world, we want to take a look now at the toll the virus is taking on healthcare workers. In China, the place where it all began, a third doctor in Wuhan has died from the virus. He was only 29. For more, let's bring in Sui Li Wei, who is a reporter for The New York Times in Singapore. Sui Li, welcome.
Thank you.
And one of the most perplexing aspects of this coronavirus is why, in addition to people who may have other health conditions and people who are very young or very old, it's also hitting doctors and nurses who appear to be otherwise healthy. We recall the whistleblower doctor who died. He was just 34 years old. And now this most recent doctor is only 29. Do we have a sense of why these doctors and healthcare workers are dying from this?
So the Chinese government isn't giving a lot of information on this. We know during SARS that a lot of it happened when the doctors and nurses were intubating the patients. And that was a function of you know, the 15% of infections we saw among medical workers. This time we don't know. We can only speculate that a lot of public health experts have said that a lot of these doctors and nurses have weaker immune systems because they are working in a healthcare environment, and this could be the cause for the infections.
Probably not getting a lot of sleep, and it's probably a very stressful situation for them. Maybe that's wearing down their immune systems. The official count a week ago was that nearly 2,000 healthcare workers were thought to be infected. Do we have any update on that figure?
No, they've stuck to that figure. Yesterday, they came out with a figure that it was 3,000, but that actually includes suspected cases and other cases that they haven't confirmed yet.
Your reporting found major shortages of masks, that doctors were begging or borrowing them for friends, using tape to patch up holes, reusing goggles that were supposed to be thrown out. Is this a sign that basically supplies just can't get through to these healthcare workers?
Yes, they are very, very short of what they call personal protective equipment, masks, goggles, and safety gowns. And a lot of it is because of the numbers, you know, the surge, the numbers that we're dealing with in China are unprecedented. And, you know, the number of doctors and nurses on the front line trying to fight this epidemic. But a lot of it is also due to government policy. In the early days of the lockdown that was happening in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, a lot of roads were closed off and truck drivers had to take their temperatures 14 times. And so a lot of that delay led to these medical supplies not getting to the doctors and nurses.
Some of the doctors have taken to social media saying they feel helpless. What are you hearing from the healthcare workers?
Yeah, pretty much the same. No one has said that they want to quit yet, which is pretty remarkable. But they are tired, really stressed. There are hotlines for them to talk about their mental health. All of them are working 24/7.
Sui Li, are you getting a sense from the people that you're talking to as this outbreak continues that they're frustrated with the Chinese government and its response?
Yes, there is a lot of anger about the lockdowns that were taken. The Chinese government decided to seal off cities without any notice. They've decided to shut down schools and businesses. And the biggest outcry really came about a couple of weeks ago when, you know, a young doctor called Li Wenliang died, and he was known as the whistleblower doctor. But really, he didn't really fit the original, you know, description of whistleblower. He was telling his friends in a private chat group that there were a couple of patients with SARS in his hospital. And when he died, that, you know, that ignited a huge outcry in the country, a reaction that I've never seen before in my 10 years of being in China.
That is Sui Li Wei, who is a reporter for The New York Times, joining us from Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.